My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hitting the news you might have missed. It's Denton's Daily News.
All right, Kevin, I cut that commercial break a little short because we got some breaking news that we need to discuss. It's something we've been anticipating for a while, and it is now official. Sam Cosmi is in Washington for the long term. The team announced via their official Twitter page a 4-year deal for their Pro Bowler, their potential Pro Bowler, I should say, at right guard. We knew this was going to happen, or at least we hoped it was going to happen, and it did. I think it's also the sign of a good organization, keeping your good players around. So this is good news for the Commanders.
Yeah, it's good news. It's, I think, one of those things, because we've talked about it a lot over this summer. Like, this was the contract that they needed to get done. Sam Cosmi is a really solid player, if not a lot better than solid. You know, the PFF numbers at the end of last year had Cosmi over the last 7 weeks as the second best guard in the league for the season, the fourth best guard in the NFL. He's also a terrific young man and perfect for the culture of the organization that Adam Peters and Dan Quinn want to build. We've had Sam on the show several times. I think we've had Sam on the show no less than 3 or 4 times since he became a player. I really like him as a guest. I think he's got a good sense of humor. I think he's very bright. I think he's interesting. And we've been talking about this with Ben, you know, a couple of times a week going back to the beginning of the offseason, that this was something that they probably had to get done before the season started. You did not want Sam Cosmi to get to that point where, you know, he could become an unrestricted free agent. Remember, he was not a first-round pick, so there was no fifth-year option year to pick up. So he's playing in his final season of his rookie deal, the fourth year of his deal. You had to get him signed. You didn't want a guy like this getting to unrestricted free agency, because there has been, you know, an increase in the guard position value in recent years. You know, if the interior offensive line positions have become, you know, I would say over the last decade, but certainly the last half decade, even more important than they've ever been. You know, maybe not comparable with left tackle for a right-handed quarterback or right tackle for a left-handed quarterback, but super critical. And I'm glad they got the deal done. This was smart. 4-year contract extension for Sam Cosmi. Do we have dollar amounts anywhere reported?
Not that I have seen. So I'm kind of like not doom scrolling, but happy scrolling Twitter to see if I can get a number on Sam Cosmi. I would imagine, I don't know that they necessarily reset the market, but I would expect that it was very close.
Yeah, I think Lindstrom the highest paid guard? I'm looking it up right now because we've done this before, and that's the person that always comes to mind in terms of the highest paid guard.
Yes, it is Lindstrom at $102,000 over, that's 20 per year, so over about a 4-year.
So it's at 20 per year, Lindstrom.
Yeah. So I'd imagine, okay, Sam Cosmi is in the market probably 18, 19 something like that, maybe 17. That seems like a good number. There's a pretty big drop-off when it comes to guards. You got a couple 20s and 18s, a 16, 14, and 11.
Yeah. What does Brandon Scherff make? Where is he on that list?
Brandon Scherff is 10. He gets 10 per year. So at the very least, it has to be more than that.
Are you saying he's 10th overall?
He's not 10th overall. He is 9th. So ninth, just inside the top 10. There's two guys that get $10 million. He's one of them.
Now, it looks like Landon Dickerson just got a big deal from Philadelphia, too, that is $21 million. That might be number one. That's what I'm reading here with Lindstrom, too. Quentin Nelson, 3. And then, all right, well, it'd be interesting to see where that money comes in. Like, does it put him in the top 5? I think it should.
It should.
I think it should. And they have the cap space. You know, this is going to be interesting just to kind of follow from this standpoint. This is a new regime. We don't know how they deal with, you know, contract extensions, really. You know, this is, correct me if I'm wrong, did we have another big contract extension in the offseason? We just have free agent signings. And a couple of players like Jamison Crowder and a couple of others that they re-signed and kept. But this is the first big contract extension decision for the roster. Am I missing anybody on this?
No. I mean, this offseason was all about the draft. So they purposely went out of their way to not spend
money. Drafting a lot of one-year deals and a couple of multi-year deals like with Luvu, et cetera.
Like Luvu and Armstrong, but those were small money, all things considered. So this is the big one. They had all that cap room. I would assume, despite the fact that this number will likely be big, it probably makes their cap situation more favorable moving forward, as tends to be the case when you sign long-term deals. So this is good all around.
They didn't have to get cap relief, you know. In fact, what they probably should do is put a lot of Sam Cosmi's guaranteed money into this 2024 number so that it doesn't cost them more moving forward, because they've got all the space and they can't spend it on anybody anymore, you know, for this year. I guess my overarching point here is we don't know how they operate with respect to contracts and contract extensions. They're keeping one of their own. That's a good sign. They got it done before the regular season, kind of 11th hour, which a lot of these deals tend to happen that way. It certainly is an endorsement on how they feel about Sam Cosmi. If they hadn't gotten the deal done with Sam Cosmi before Sunday, we would have mentioned it and we would have said, interesting, like maybe they don't feel about Sam the way, you know, a lot of the people, especially the advanced analytics people, feel about the job that Sam's done. And then with respect to whatever this contract looks like and wherever it slots him, that'll tell us something about their overall mindset. You know, this is getting to know our organization, getting to know, really more than anybody else in this organization, our owner. And what he's willing to spend. Is he a big spender? Is he cheap? Is he somewhere in between? Does he take care of his own? Does he, you know, look outside and say, no, we can do better somewhere else? I mean, at the direction, hopefully, of Adam Peters. But ultimately, you know, the owner's got to sign off on these deals. So I am interested to see what this deal looks like. I think Sam Cosmi, given the current state, deserves a contract that would have put him top five-ish AAV, average annual, which we know a year from now will be closer to top 10. You know, today's overpayment is tomorrow's bargain in the NFL. Always works that way, always has. But we'll find out, because this is the first example, unless I'm missing one. I'm looking through the roster. I don't think I've missed a significant contract extension with an existing player.
No.
I don't think I have.
No.
I like Sam Cosmi. I like everything about Sam Cosmi. I like the player he is. I like the culture setter and teammate he is. And it's a position that, let's face it, in terms of perception, has grown so much more over the last half decade, maybe decade, as there's been more of an emphasis on interior pressure. So good for them to get this done. We'll find out, you know, the contractual details.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.